welcome to episode 100 of Tabletop Game Talk, a show where we talk about all types of topics in tabletop gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Josh.
I'm Kitty.
And I'm Chris.
Today, we're talking about the podcast, what you've told us you like most and least about it, how it's affected our gaming lives and real lives, and how we're going to change a few things going forward. But first, as always, a thank you to our Patreon friends of the show, Emil Jiljam, George Gia, Adam Harrison, Corey Bell, and the SGC. And a huge thank you to all of our other patrons as well.
Yes. 100 episodes.
100.
I mean, we're almost 2 years old as well.
Almost.
That's going to be a monumental moment. I can't wait. Like, this is okay. But I mean, I cannot wait for 2 years. It's going to be crazy.
Episode 104 is going to be amazing.
It's going to be off the hook.
Yes.
I can't believe how close it is to August. That's what that really means to me.
Yeah. At 104, it's not quite the Gen Con episode. I think we're not synced up with Gen Con.
So close.
But it is so close. I think Gen Con is the episode just before 104.
Wow.
Yeah. We're not talking about episode 104, Josh.
Ah, I got you for a second there. It's like before when I was like, episode 100 is the best. And you were like, ha ha, you messed it up.
Yeah.
I agreed with you for 5 seconds.
I almost forgot this was episode 100 and this was the important episode.
I mean, in some people's eyes it is, Chris. In some people's. In other people's, not so much.
All right. Well, let's talk about episode 100 real quick. Got to get some bookkeeping out of the way. We did get over 140 responses to the survey.
That's amazing.
So exciting.
Yep. And that's marketing speak for 141 responses. That'll matter because we have not drawn any names for the contest winners. And since we had over 100, that's two $100 winners for either Amazon or Cool Stuff Inc. and four $25 winners. And we're going to draw them throughout the show. And to make it more fun for me, you have to email me when you hear your name to claim your prize. I'm not going to email you. You have to listen to win.
So different from all of our other contests where I get the emails like, I hear I won!
Exactly. Which is great because if you don't send me that, then I forget that I need to send something out. So
until you see it sitting on your shelf 3 months later and you're like, oh, right.
I should track that down. I think right now the record is 3 months.
Yeah, I think that's the longest anything ever went.
But that's how long it took them to get back to me.
Yeah, so, we'll blame the listeners. Yeah. That sounds like a great idea.
It's never my fault.
We're perfect.
Yeah. If you can't tell, we are all in the same room.
Woohoo!
Which means I didn't have to spend 2.5 hours editing this to make it sound like we were almost sort of in the same room. I'm literally looking forward to not doing that anymore. But the spoiler alert, that's for later.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Let's start from the beginning. So what we decided what we're going to do for the 100th episode is we're going to read the title of every episode we've ever done and talk a little bit about it, right?
What? That's crazy.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Terrible idea.
No.
This is why Chris isn't actually in charge. It just sounds like he is.
Yeah, he does all the work, thankfully.
You guys have veto power. It means I have to do 6 different things. Like, come on, we can at least do that one, can't we? Maybe. All right. But seriously, 2 years, a lot of things have changed in 2 years, in our lives specifically.
Definitely.
So, Josh, you had just moved to the U.S.
Yes.
About 2 years.
The land of milk and honey. Yes. Yeah. I jumped over the border and, you know, wormed my way in here. And luckily, no one's caught me yet. So
no.
It was great.
Yep.
But yeah, I was living with you. You kindly took me in because you're such a nice guy. And you were like, you know, I've been thinking about doing a podcast. We should do it. And I was like, yeah, we should.
And then we started doing a podcast.
We did.
Actually, episode 0 is probably one of the funniest episodes because we really sat down. I just bought all this new technology. Mm. I use a Zoom H6. Anyone who cares to know what kind of technology we do use, the Zoom H6 is amazing.
It is.
It is a traveling, portable, 6-input studio that allows all kinds of interesting things.
Yeah, but it's like the size of like a deck of cards.
I would say
like
a box.
Slightly bigger.
Yeah, 2 decks of cards, like a double deck box is about the size of it.
Tarot deck.
A tarot deck, that could be it. Ooh. It has a really cool color display. I get to see all the little things. It was doing all the mix down. My goal at the beginning was to be able to record, mix everything down in the podcast, and post it on the iPad and never use a computer and do a podcast.
Right.
I was 98% there. I had to use it for one thing, and that was to upload to one of the sites I used to do the audio processing. Nowadays, the past few months, I've been using the computer a lot more because I've been using Audacity to mix things. So we're going to... There'll still be some of that, but trust me, we're going to make everything better. but yeah, I hit record and I'm like, let's just see how we sound on the mics. And yep. you were like, what do we say? I'm like, I don't know. We'll find out. Let's just talk. And that's...
It was just a quick conversation yeah. about who we were, why we were doing this.
Yeah. And we've been doing it the same way ever since. You guys yeah. are always like, what are we talking about? I don't know. Let's just talk.
Well, not
there have
quite.
Been no changes made at all since that episode where, oh, wait, I wasn't on it.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Remember when Kitty joined us like really early on and made the podcast way better than it was?
Well, we're
so
first,
much better.
Let's talk about episodes 1 through
She's
three.
She's humble, too.
Because we're going to go over some of the survey questions and stuff. And there were more than a couple that were like, it would really be great if you did the podcast like you did at the beginning, where you take one game, you just talk about it ad nauseum, so everybody stops listening or falls asleep. I might be
hey, some people like a deep dive into a game, Chris, and that's what the podcast was originally for those 4 episodes. Yeah. We're just not that podcast.
Only 3 episodes. Right. It's just felt like 4. Yes. Well, and the idea behind that was, it was like, oh, I'll talk about it as a new player. Josh will talk about it Josh will be the new player. Yes. I'll be the old player.
Yeah.
And we'll play a
game. No acting required.
Yeah, none whatsoever. And we'll play a game and we'll play it 2 or 3 times and then talk about the game. Well, it turns out playing a single game multiple times in a week is really hard.
Yeah.
And having any real opinions that are valid is also really hard. I make up a lot of it as I go now. But... It wasn't that interesting if you yeah. didn't weren't interested in the game.
Well, also, we spent a lot of time like explaining how to play the game, which is just not good for like it's audio not... format.
No, you need some visuals yeah. there.
And I've been threatening bringing the YouTube channel back forever.
And now that I'm not pregnant anymore, I'm a lot more okay with it.
Well, we might have to like just get together. We'll do like a several in a day and. Because we really like doing the unboxings and we like talking about things. We like being on camera.
Right.
Kitty really likes looking at herself when in moving pictures.
I'm like a bird distracted by my own reflection. Like, oh, look, there's a thing that moves when I move.
And I remember doing a reboxing or unboxing with Chris and I was super tired. And it's really funny if you go back and look at it because I like staring into space and like, you can almost watch me fall asleep while Chris is talking for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Which happens every day on the podcast as well.
Yeah, but well, they can't see it.
Yeah, that's true. That's the difference between audio and video. Mm. So episode 4 comes around and Kitty convinced me, and I think it was a birthday, your birthday?
It was my birthday. Yeah. My birthday is September 9th, mm-hmm. and we were all at my party.
I got drunk and text because I was camping saying hey, about 2 a.m. I was still awake, luckily. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, of course, you know, more merrier.
Let's add Kitty, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And then we changed the format completely to let's be topical. And our first episode, we're not really going through all of them, but this one was interesting, is what makes games fun? And yeah. this was like more like from our point of view, what makes a game fun.
Right.
Now, this was 2 years ago. Another thing that people have been talking about is like, oh, you know, you could do the same episodes more than once.
Revisit
it mm-hmm. to see how you feel. This is one we're going to have to revisit.
That's true.
Oh, for some reason, I thought we had already revisited that one. We didn't?
No.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm up for that one.
There's only been a couple we've revisited. I believe solo games or co-op games. Actually, I think we had a solo game and a co-op game, and then we combined it when we visited into both of them.
Possibly.
And we've done 2 Kickstarter episodes, not yes. counting our actual Kickstarter episodes. So that was the beginning. And then we started teaching games, game classifications. We did our side chat was our Game Hole Con stuff. We were still doing side chats, apparently, for cons. role-playing games, social games, and it just goes on and on and on. Now, what are some of your guys' favorites that we've done so far?
Oh, there's so many, Chris. There's so many. I had a list. Where is it? One of my all-time favorites was my own analysis paralysis episode that was very focused on me. And actually, that was like a triple series. That was 73, 74, and 75. Started with analysis paralysis, then went on to not buying games for Chris's bad habit. And then we went on to table flippers for Kitty's bad habit. I don't think she has actually flipped a table, at least not in my presence. But, you know, get the gist of what was going on there. But yeah, it was just really like gritty and raw, because the first episode about analysis paralysis was based off of the fact that we'd had an almost argument after a game because I'd taken so long.
I wouldn't say almost argument.
I would say it was an argument.
It was a full-blown one, yeah.
If it had been with my siblings, there would have been door slamming. Like, that was, yeah. It was an argument.
It was, yeah, it was raw. It was raw. And so then it was, you know, it was almost like a therapy session, that episode of like working through that and being, and seeing it from both sides of the table. And it was those, all three of those, I think, were very real and gritty.
I would say that those are probably one of our best trilogies of episodes.
Yeah, we all took our turn being in the hot seat. I think it's so funny that you don't see the table flipping side. I think I've really worked very hard on that, because Chris can tell you some stories, me being very heated. You know how I get when me and Chris are having a disagreement when we play Pandemic Legacy?
Yes.
It was like that times 10.
Right.
Every time I played a game.
I've seen that emotion. I guess I was literally talking about the literal action of flipping a board. I didn't want to tar you with that brush, because I know you haven't done that in front of me.
I also have, I don't think I've ever actually flipped a table. I have thrown pieces.
That's awesome.
I fully admit that I threw Monopoly pieces at my sister's head, but I blame Monopoly. And maybe my sister.
And maybe your family. You know, we've all been there. I grew up in three pieces as well. I think that's acceptable.
I think what it was is we did an episode, and I've been searching through, which is why I've been quiet for longer than has ever happened before. Episode 14. I had to go way back. Game groups and player types. This is the one when we first started like going down a list of player types and saying, oh, you're like this, you're like this, you're like this.
Yep.
And I think that you took that to heart. Like,
definitely. You guys said some very true things to me that I realized if I was playing with somebody like that, I wouldn't want to keep playing with them. And I took a hard look and really, really worked on myself. I've been going through
a really well.
Self-actualization journey these last few years.
You've done a fantastic job at it.
Oh, thank you.
Not that you were unbearable to play with before. You were bearable to play with. Yeah. We were just cautious.
Yeah. And yeah, that's it. And I think that was the light bulb moment. It was when we said that we were fearful and we would not do moves purely because we worried about your reaction.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So one of many examples of how the podcast has actually kind of changed how we interact with each other, with games, in general, right? Like, I don't have to change anything about myself. It was actually, I've always been perfect, so that's fine. So, Josh, how have you changed your gaming habits?
I try and take less time during terms. I was doing it today. We were playing this game. What was it called again?
Cornucopia.
Nope. Concordia.
That's what I was about to say.
Never trust Chris.
Never believe Chris and the way he pronounces anything.
It's another one of Chris's foibles, but you know, kind of renaming pandemic cities to, oh god, I forget all the great names that he came up with, but they were ridiculous.
But it just makes me so
Kenichiwa's my favorite.
Kinshasa was that was meant to be. But I've changed, yes, a little bit, and today I was making sure I took turns quickly.
How many Kickstarters do you back every week now, Chris?
Only one.
Exactly. So we've all grown.
Yeah,
I guess at least just a little bit.
If we go back before January of this year, of 2018, I was backing 2 to 3 a week.
Wow. Yes.
Which has given me lots and lots of fodder for the review segments of our Kickstarter episodes, because I get a lot of Kickstarters these days. And I try, gaming-wise, I try to take things a little bit more seriously, I think, in like when I'm playing, like, all right, I can try to play for strategies, to play for win, trying not to play just to play through the game. Cause I think I could have a tendency of just saying, I just want to get through this game. And at a certain point, I'm like, I understand the game. Let's move on. I don't need to play it anymore.
Mm.
Our game today took us, what, 3.5 hours?
I didn't set a timer.
No, I didn't either.
Wait, well, I'll give you actually, 2.5 to 3 hours. So it was a 5-player game, and it didn't feel slow. It didn't feel slow at all.
No, it did not.
It just felt like there was a lot going on. But I did sense at a certain point where I'm like, oh, we just need to get this game over. And then I kind of like, nah, we really don't. And I'm going to win.
You were the only one pushing for that. And I remember feeling like, what's the rush? Like, I'm not in a rush to get home. I've got nothing to do. Chill out, Chris. Yeah. It's okay.
My thing was like, well, is anyone else... oh, this is going to sound terrible. I'm like, is anyone else bored? I wasn't actually bored, but I'm like, was anyone bored? And then I felt like, oh, somebody's bored, then we should probably move it on. But nobody was. Everyone was having a great time. So I'm like, I can just get past this. I can get over that. So yeah, I like that. All right, Katie, what's one of your favorite episodes?
One of my favorite episodes, I always like when we bring somebody else onto the show. I love having Spencer or Sydney or Gloria step in and do a little bit of the talking.
Let's mention Eve and Fletcher.
Eve and Fletcher, yes. One episode each.
Yep.
It's fun to have new voices to bring different perspectives every once in a while, or more than every once in a while in Sydney's case.
Yep.
And I just love hearing from them. And I also like getting a break sometimes.
Well, I think that's another thing that a lot of people mentioned, that they like the three host format. And I agree. I think three hosts, it gives us a lot of different perspectives, a lot of different voices. They also like special guests from time to time. And some people are like, you know, bringing on the spouses are great, but maybe bring on other people as well, maybe some industry people and stuff. And we will look into doing that. What I don't want to do is bring on interviews with the three of us. So we tried doing that one of our very early episodes with Stronghold Games.
Yes.
Or David Serlin as well.
Or yeah, Playing to Win. Actually, I think David Serlin was his own. Stronghold Games was episode 29. And then we did David Serlin shortly after that, I believe. May have been it wasn't episode 30, because episode 30 was our drinking games episode, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, boy.
Episode 26 was Codex with David Serlin. And both of those turned into them having a conversation with me.
Yes.
Which is why we kind of moved all of that to side chats, because I don't want you guys to be sitting there not being able to participate.
It's hard to do an interview with three interviewers.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work as a format. It would be nice, though, to have people on who would like to be part of the conversation. That is, however, technically very difficult on occasion. So
yeah, if you bring on people that are, I mean, if you bring on people in the industry, oftentimes they feel pressure to be the one doing most of the talking.
Right.
So even if we switched out one of us to bring in a third person, it's still a little tricky to say, okay, the cadence is this. We all want to have things to say. Chris talks the most. So, you know, that's just going to be what it is.
I think, you know, you could have someone who isn't from the industry per se, you know, just another avid gamer who could like fill in for one of us three. And I think that would work quite well.
Yep.
Something to think about.
Yep. So it's definitely something that we're looking forward to doing in the future. Kind of mixing things up a little bit, bringing in third people, bringing Kitty and Spencer, Spencer and Sydney, and even Gloria. Gloria has a great perspective on these things, and she has a very interesting, fun personality.
I'm seen as the casual gamer, but Gloria is way more casual than I am, right? So it's really going to that far extreme. So that really gives the newness.
Yeah. I loved having her on the Word Games episode when I was on vacation a couple years ago. I thought that was really great, because I think sometimes she got put into the non-gamer category. Yes. But you really got to hear the gamer side of Gloria on that one. I loved it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, she's competitive.
She's so competitive.
All right. So this episode might go a little long. I absolutely have no idea right now. I just know that we're talking and we're all in the same room. But before we get too far in, we're going to do our first two $25 gift card drawings. Exciting. So each of you is going to give me a random number between 100 and 141.
Okay.
If the same number comes up more than once, we're going to throw that away and get another one. You can't win twice. You can only win once.
We're only going between 100 and 141.
Or 1 and 141. You guys can choose which set of numbers you want. All right, fine. Josh?
Yes.
Give me a number between 1 and 141. No. Oh, actually, you can do it from the top of your head. That's fine.
69, dudes.
All right. For the record, this was randomly put in a list based on when you filled out the survey. So
I had no way of knowing who that would be.
We have absolutely no idea who this is.
I just like Bill and Ted.
Yep.
That's all I can say.
So this particular person, going and looking at the number, Robert Young. So Robert Young is
congratulations.
You are our first winner of the episode 100 gift card giveaway.
Extravaganza.
All right, Kitty. I guess I can let you do a random number off the top of your head, but after this, we're letting Google do it.
Oh, okay.
Unless you don't want to do a random number.
No, I do. I don't know why we're letting Google take over.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, why is fine. Google taking What over? Number would you like?
81.
81. 81 is Nate. Nate, no last name, but I think I know who Nate is. I'm just seeing if there's other Nates, because there's other Nates, and it gets really confusing for all the Nates involved, and everyone's like, wait a minute.
141 people. I'd be surprised if there isn't two Nates.
So there probably is. So I'm going to write this number down, and then Nate, we are going to go to the tiebreaker, which is the email address, and that's the tiebreaker between all the Nates on the list.
This is great radio, by the way.
NDW is in your email address. Nate with the NDW. So this is our classic Nate. Nate's emailed us several times. So Nate, you are our second winner of the gift card giveaway extravaganza.
Hooray!
Awesome. Okay. Now, back to our bullet points of stuff.
Well, we briefly touched on drinking games, but we need to go a bit deeper dive, because I loved that episode, and I wasn't even on it, and I'm very gutted that I wasn't there. I was very sad, and Fletcher did an amazing job, but I think we should revisit that one at some point. Just putting it out there.
But now that we're on the Dice Tower Network, it's a family show.
I thought it was as family friendly as you could get for a drinking games episode.
We made it very family friendly. And I really do want to do another drinking games episode. We have to come up with new drinking games, though.
Yes. So if you know, because I feel like we've heard this topic requested again.
Oh, yeah.
And if you know them, email them to us. We will gladly practice them and get back to you.
Yeah. And that's podcast@tabletopgametalk.com. So, yes, that was actually one of my favorite episodes. Mostly because the YouTube version, that was back when we were actually doing it on YouTube. The YouTube version has some outtakes at the end, which are still amazing to this day. I watched them from time to time.
Oh, I need to check those out. I don't think I ever saw those.
Oh, you had to have.
Oh, I know. I think I missed a gem. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. It's still up on YouTube. So go to our YouTube, just search for Tabletop Game Talk. And I believe episode 30.
30.
And really, if you just watch the last 3 minutes... Yeah, that was an amazing one. Anyone else that is like cool that you want to talk about and that we've done in the past that we should do more episodes?
Oh, episodes. Well, you know, Kitty did touch on the fact about other people coming in, and I thought Significant Others of Gamers was brilliant, because we had Gloria, my spouse, we had Spencer, Kitty's spouse, and Sydney, Chris's spouse.
Not at the time. I think it was like the day before the wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, you were with child.
I was.
You were.
But speaking of things that changed this year.
Yes. Actually, very good point. So this was a double. So we were on a ship. Getting married, so we're in a cruise ship, and we had all three of you guys, well, three of them in the same space. So I gave them microphones, I gave them a few questions to ask each other, and I said, here, sit in this room.
And it was brilliant, because Chris would stop talking. We didn't have Chris talking the whole time. It was people. It was new voices, fresh faces. And they did an amazing job. I was kind of a bit worried, you know, about my job here. You know, I thought I might get usurped by probably all three of them, to be fair.
Do we remember the... episode number for that one?
Yes, 62, all Significant right. Others of Gaming.
So, and then you, Kitty, were like, what, 7 months pregnant at the time?
I was definitely over 24 weeks, because that was when
it was like the cutoff.
They said I couldn't go
anymore.
I think I was around 30 weeks.
Well, we missed you. We're going to have to go on another cruise in the near future. And then...
Because that's so easy to do when you have a baby.
I mean, everybody's doing it. They got little places you put them, and they just... Like, there's hangers or something. I think that there's springs. They bounce up and down on the hangers. It's a lot of fun.
You're going to be a great dad one day, Chris.
I know. It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait for Chris's parenting podcast to come out. That's going to be a really good one.
It's going to be a riot, yeah.
So what other changes have we had? So I got married on the podcast, which people were listening to in real time. You literally had a child in the middle of recording two episodes of the podcast that did not miss a beat.
It didn't miss a week.
Yeah. We've done 100 weeks in a row where we've released at least one podcast. Many of those weeks, we've released two.
And just to be clear, Kitty did not have a baby live on air on the podcast, because it kind of sounded like that's what you were saying.
It was close, though.
It was close. It was a day apart or something. I don't know.
We recorded like 2 days early, right. And it would have been
The day we record.
Oh, wow. I went into labor on a Sunday morning. He's born Sunday afternoon. And I was back the next Sunday recording. It sounds
impressive.
Crazy if you listen to it now. I'm not actually present. I might have been on the podcast, but I was not present.
I thought you did a fantastic job. Like, seriously.
Couldn't tell.
Didn't miss a beat. You were just like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, and we did. We recorded the Friday instead of Sunday because we're like, well, just in case, if you did go into labor this weekend, but if you don't go into labor this weekend, then we could record Sunday if something goes wrong on Friday. But let's do Yeah.
Yep.
Haven't missed an episode.
Nope.
So I think, well, I know this for sure. I am the only person that's been on every single episode we've released.
It's true.
Because
he likes the sound of his own voice. I mean, we all knew that. It's okay.
Ironically, I don't. I have gotten used to the sound of my own voice. Yes. When I'm talking in my head, it sounds fine.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You don't like listening back to the sound of your own voice, but in real time, you love it.
Yeah. But I have gotten used to it. Like, everyone, nobody loves the sound of their voice when they first hear it. They're like, that's not me. I'm like, yeah, it is. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. That's distorted. It's like, nope, that's pretty much exactly what you sound like.
Yep.
Eventually, you get used to it. And you just, when I listen back to the podcast, I just listen to it as if someone else is talking.
Yeah, it's a different version of Chris.
Yeah. Well, it's just this really smart guy who has really knowledgeable things to say.
You're talking about me and Kitty, aren't you?
Yes. I just need a better grasp on the English language and then I'll be all set.
I don't know. It's more entertaining that way. I'm glad you mess up.
Yeah. There's nothing I can do about it, honestly.
No, it's great. It makes everyone knows it's real. We're not just, you know, making it up as we go along.
I've been to a live recording where they were like pausing and restarting and like re-recording intros and stuff. And this was on a live show. And I'm like, I never want to do that. Like, never.
And we never will. Yeah. And speaking of live shows, that was going to be my other one. All of the live shows that we've done. Origins 2017, Gen Con 2017, Origins 2018, and soon to be Gen Con 2018. We've got some great, like, it's just so raw, and you've got the audience feedback and participation. They're getting up talking and saying how their convention was going. You know, we had our thoughts in real time. I don't know. There was a real energy about it, I thought.
Well, this year's going to be great. So if you're going to be at Gen Con Friday at 5 o'clock, someone did email me and ask about how to get tickets. If you just search for Tabletop Game Talk, it'll come up. I will post in the show notes of this episode a direct link to the ticket space, though, and information as to where it's going to be. So if you're not able to get tickets, just stop by. It's not going to be crazy full. I think we have a decent sized room, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, there's always standing room at the back.
And there's always people who don't show up. They get tickets because they're free, and then they don't show up. So just show up. I'll put all the information in this episode and the future episodes so you know how to get there. This year, I got a wireless microphone. So we can bring it around in the audience and people can ask us questions and stuff. So bring your questions, bring your comments, bring all of that kind of stuff, because it really is kind of fun to have an audience.
And bring some empty space to walk away with a game. We're getting rid of all of our games again.
Yeah, you're bringing games too, right?
Not as many as you are.
We will have, I think the count right now is somewhere between 30 and 40 games to give away. So I'm trying to get up to 50, which would be one for every seat there. And I'm pretty sure it'll be easy to do. I just haven't actually counted. I just know I have several bags of games that need to go someplace. They need to find good homes. All right. I think we've come to the first $100 giveaway.
Ooh.
I want so bad to do a drum roll, but I know that it does not come across the same way.
We are going to have, because Kitty doesn't trust Google, but I'm going to see if Siri will do this live. So this is a live demo of Siri. This is most likely going to fail because it's Siri. Siri almost got us killed on the way here as it said, hey, take the highway and then that on-ramp. Just make a quick U-turn and take the on-ramp off the road. Like, that's literally what Apple Maps told me to do today.
Apple Maps is crazy.
It is crazy.
It has taken me some roundabout ways.
You can do your Google next time. This is Siri's first.
I'm doing the drum roll sound. I'm hoping it's coming up. Oh, here we go.
This is live too. Give me a number between 1 and 141.
It's 106.
Ooh.
It's 106.
All right, 106. Congratulations, 106.
Scrolling.
Well, first I'm writing it down because I have a very small memory. And that's,
oh my goodness,
short.
Chris.
106. Ooh, I'm looking at email addresses. I don't want to read email addresses out loud because that feels like that would be less. Okay, so we've recently got an email from this person saying that Kitty says the name right and I do not. Ashton. I can't even say the first name now. Yes.
I'm really sorry. I don't
J-E-N-K-S.
Remember. Jenks.
Jenks. Okay. Ashton Jenks, you are our first $100 gift card winner in our 100th
episode. Ashton, I'm really hoping I said it right again.
Well, hang on. Chris, how would you have said it if you didn't know?
Jensks.
Ah, classic Chris.
I think I got it.
My money's on Kitty.
Probably. Well, I'm just saying, it's just this.
I don't know when I turned into our name pronouncer. We do have a lot of Patreons now. And I think I am the de facto, like, how do we say this? So if I'm saying it wrong or you hear Josh saying it wrong, it's because I told Josh to say it wrong.
Yeah.
Please email us. We try our very best.
We really do.
Speaking of Patreon, I think it's a good point. Let's talk a little bit about Patreon because we didn't have it at the beginning.
It's true.
And it came in, actually, I don't even remember. I think it was maybe six to eight months in, I think we started adding
it. Sounds good.
And we did it for a number of reasons. One, I was spending a ton of money on games, like a ton of money on games.
Also, just on our hosting and media presence online.
The equipment, yeah. Like, yeah. The equipment alone was like $600.
Yeah.
Just to have the hardware, because we already, audio has always been pretty good. We have really good microphones. We have a great, you know, recording system. And I wanted to have good audio because I listen to a lot of podcasts and I really have a hard time listening to some of the stuff, which it's recorded over Skype and it's like internet quality. And it's just, I wanted something more than that. So we ended up having a decent investment there. It's about $100 a month or so for hosting and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember what I was going to say. I'm sorry. Chris pointed at me and I just lost it.
Well, so there's a decent amount of cost to it. And then I'm like, well, let's do a Patreon and let's see. Let's see if we can just cover the cost. And you guys absolutely like rose to the occasion.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, our Patreon friends of the show, these people give us $20 a month, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
We do a decent number of episodes a month. It's still ridiculous that you guys like us that much where you are worth, we are worth that much to you. That's more than a Netflix subscription.
We super appreciate it.
Yeah. And it means a ton to us. And that's why we say your name at the top of every show. Because, and there's only, it's limited to five people. Like I would open it up, but I also don't want people to make, I don't want to have to list 15
it's
names.
That's true.
These five people are the ones that are currently there. Sometimes people drop off. Sometimes people come in. And that's completely fine, too. We don't expect that people are going to support us forever. We do get a little tedious, I'll be honest. But hopefully not. But we do appreciate it. And we appreciate everybody all the way down to the $1 level.
And it enables us to do more, to go to conventions, to be able to pay for all of the Kickstarter games, to give away so much stuff. And it really means a lot to us. And we like to give back to our listeners, which is why we do these drawings. And it's fun. It's interactive.
Yeah, we don't make any money on this.
No.
And it still ends up costing us a little money. But honestly, it's for me, it's part of the hobby. It's like, it's part of what makes this fun for me.
I think that if you didn't spend a little bit of money on it, it would feel weird to you.
Yeah.
That's how you do hobbies. That's what Chris's hobby is actually just spending money.
Yeah. And we have had a couple of questions. I answered this on a show a couple of while back. It's like, how do you have so much money to do this? Like, this is my hobby. This is where my disposable income goes to. And I don't regret it at all. You know, it may change over time. And again, like the Kickstarters and stuff, kind of pulling back on that. But ultimately, you guys don't really go crazy on buying games. No. You guys are, you know.
You do that for us.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get all your cost offs. It's great.
But we do appreciate it. And the biggest thing that we give back for the patrons, besides reading the names, is entry into all of our contests. Now, I will warn, this will probably change a little bit in the future. I might adjust the number of entries you get per level and, our contest may not be exactly on the month and things like that. We haven't really decided. It's not going to change in the very, very near future, but eventually it might change.
And it probably won't change all that much.
No.
It'll be small changes.
Yes. And really what I'm trying to do is I want to get a way of getting our international patrons and international listeners more opportunity to enter without yes. having to pay crazy shipping charges for games and stuff.
International shipping is nuts.
Yeah. So that might mean getting games to game companies to sponsor the giveaways, and then they'll cover the shipping and things like that. It might mean more gift cards and stuff like that that makes it easy. One of the things I don't want to do is offer a gift card alternative, because if I say you're going to get this game or a gift card, well, if I already have the game on hand and that's the reason I'm giving it away, then I'm still have this game on hand that I'm trying yeah. to give away. So that's the reason, if anyone's asking, it's like, well, why don't you just give everyone the option of taking a cash prize? Because I have a physical prize that I'm trying to send off. So, but sometimes I will. But anyway, we appreciate our patrons. We had some conversations about whether or not we were going to shorten the list of names at the end, or maybe not have the end of the list of names. But what did we come up with?
We're going to keep them all.
We're keeping them all.
Reading them.
Reading them all.
I think it's fun. I like listening to Josh do it.
Yeah.
He trips on something every week, and I always wonder where it's going to be. And you get that little bonus tidbit as your thank you for listening to all of our names, or carefully using the 15-second skip button to find this little gem at the end of the episode.
Which are beautiful every time.
Every single time. It's certainly never me saying, Chris just pointed at me.
And the end of the episode, I will say that probably 90% of the time, we have absolutely no idea what we're going to say until the music stops. Then we're like, and then I usually end up saying something or making fun of you guys for not saying something.
Yeah.
So those are our patrons. And we, again, really super appreciate all of you. All right. Should we give another giveaway away, or do we want to talk about some changes or some survey feedback?
This is up to you guys. Survey feedback.
Survey feedback. We love it.
Oh, yeah.
So we put a survey up.
We did.
Many of you know. If you sent in a response or filled out the survey thing, you are one of these random numbers that we're talking about. We had a bunch of comments in the freeform thing. But what I want to first, well, no, let's do a comments first, and then we'll cover the overall kind of stats that came out of this, because that's going to drive what's changing in the near future. So a few of these that I'm going to just kind of read, hopefully not too randomly, because I highlighted some, and some of them are like, I read part of this, others were, Let's see, this is just a random one. Really enjoy the show. There's a lot of emphasis on the giveaways, which are great to have, but not why I listen. Really enjoy that the play styles are different from each of the hosts and provides a better discussion because of it. Thank you for an amazing show. Well, you're welcome. I don't know why I highlighted this. I think I highlighted it because of the giveaways.
This is a great one, and I read it wrong first. It's very short, and I thought it said, great hosts would be neat. And I was like, oh, snap, they got us. But it says guests hosts might be neat. I was like, oh, I see. Okay, good one. Yes, guest hosts, absolutely.
And we talked a little bit about guest hosts, so we'll see what we can do about that. We have to find the right guest host to really fit with us.
We really do.
Yeah.
Got to gel with our mojo.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's very British.
Austin Powers over here.
I'm thinking Austin Powers, yeah.
Of course.
All right. What other pieces? Like, there's a ton of these that I think are fantastic, but I don't want to monopolize.
Oh, you know, there's I feel like I can tell when you're not in the same room together. The conversation feels more forced, like possibly hosts are getting distracted by what's going on.
So you just have to pick the bad ones, don't you?
Well, it's good feedback. You know, we shouldn't be too like self-aggrandizing and patting ourselves on the back and stuff.
That's true.
But I think, you know, technically, you know, speaking, it's for three people to do remotely. We found it was almost impossible. So I completely take that on board. I think two people, it just about works, but three, best for us to be in the same room.
Yeah, two people, we can get the technical issues worked out pretty easily.
Yep.
With three people, there was just a lot of talking over and trying. I had to re-edit everything to cut out a whole bunch of silences and pauses, and we weren't really sure who was going to talk when. So actually, that's one of the things that I think we can talk about now as a change is going forward.
Right.
And it's not really even a change. It's more of a, well, there is a change. It's a change and a go back to. Number one, we are going to record all of our on-topic segments live in person. Well, I guess
with
we're
all three
alive.
Of us.
Yeah, we're always alive. But there will be three of us in a room in the same place, all staring at each other, because that's how it sounds and works best. This isn't super easy for us now, though. Kitty lives about 40 miles west of where we started. I live about 45 miles north of where we started. And Josh lives about 6 or 7 miles south of where we started.
Yes.
And getting to any one of those places is a little over an hour for at least two of us. So it's a trek. But we like being in the same place. We like being able to play games together. We like being able to talk to each other. So what we're going to do is the show as you know it today is going to have a new name. The show, it's not going to be crazy crazy. Everyone's like, what? People just drove off the road.
it's still going to be Tabletop Game Talk.
Sort of.
The brand of the show is not going to lose the brand name of the show.
Right.
But the actual...
name of... So what we've done, we switched into two podcasts.
Yeah.
And we have Tabletop Game Talk, and then we have Tabletop Game Talk Kickstarter Edition. Kickstarter, the Kickstarter Edition is just going to change to the Kickstarter Edition. The show that we are doing, our normal topic show, is going to be changed to On Topic. Now, it'll be TGT On Topic, so Tabletop Game Talk On Topic. And the reason is because we are going to take out feedback from actually all of the stuff that was off topic before, except for some intro banter and announcements, will be taken out of that episode. The reason we're going to do that is because we're actually going to record multiple episodes at a time. Lots of podcasts do this. We've avoided doing this because we love having the feedback in there. So don't worry, we're not getting rid of feedback. We'll get there in a second.
Yeah, that sounded like you were getting rid of feedback, but we're totally not getting rid of feedback. It's just going to happen in its own episode.
Yes, it's going to be a designated.
Remember, we love your feedback.
We love your feedback.
There it is.
And we do. So what we're going to do is we will record a few episodes. We'll have a couple episodes in the can. Again, you won't notice the difference from as far as On Topic. And a lot of people really like the On Topic part and have mentioned like, hey, we would love if it was just more of a focus on that. So we're going to do that. We're also going to keep it under an hour because now we don't have anything else to pad it with. We can make sure it doesn't slide past that hour. Every 3 to 5 weeks, we are going to do a feedback / questions episode where we look at all the feedback from the previous episodes we just did and do some follow-up questions from the listeners. So that is where we're asking you for your help to send us feedback, like really send us feedback, because that is what's going to feed those episodes. And the more feedback we have, the more we'll be able to do those feedback episodes. We're not going to do more than one a month. So at the very most, you'll see one a month. But we want your participation. We want to have that conversation continue. So that is our number one change.
Our biggest change. We promise. Yes. Everything else will be smaller than this.
Exactly. So Tabletop Game Talk Podcast is going to be changed to Tabletop Game Talk Studios, which is an umbrella of podcasts. One of them is On Topic. One of them is the Kickstarter edition. And the intros will be a little different. The music on the Kickstarter is not going to change. I might change the intros and outros just slightly, because we won't have the segue music. So I might incorporate the segue music as part of the intro. On the on-topic stuff.
I'm not panicking.
We're going to be fine. This is going to work out. And we're going to have a much better show because of it.
I hope so.
Yes.
I know so.
Yes. And if you, the audience, do not like what we're doing, give us a couple months to get
used to it. Yeah. Let us settle in.
Yeah. We know that anytime you change the format, there's going to be like recoiling and repercussions and stuff.
Still going to be us three.
It's still going to be us three.
It's going to be great. Yep. It's going to be amazing.
I think it's more important to have the three of us actually there having the real conversations.
Yes.
That's what people, when I'm looking through the feedback, that's what I see. That's what they like. That's what I like doing with you guys. I feel like I haven't seen Josh in forever now. And he came over today. I was like, oh, stranger.
I'm back.
What are you doing in my home?
I'm back. I'm looking at their new wonderful house they've moved into. I'm loving it. So much more space in the suburbs out here.
It's great.
You like the paint color?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It works.
Yeah, you guys
it
painted works. It before you moved in, right?
We did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Good job. I picked this color. I'm loving it.
It's very nice. Lovely. So let's talk about one of the questions not to go away from the painting.
I mean, yeah, we can. That
I
could
mean,
be,
it's great radio hey, talking could, about paint colors.
It's the new format of the podcast. We talk about home decorating tips. So let's
you're
listen
gonna
up.
Love it.
Oh, you are gonna love it. It's like HGTV all over again, but audio style.
So I asked 10 questions on the survey. The first question was, if you want to enter, give us your name and email address. That and I can correlate the questions together. I'm not doing that. I can download each one individually, and that's what I'm doing. The second question was, rank the segments of the show. So do you guys, these are the show segments that I put on here. Opening banter and announcements. Giveaways, listener feedback, Kickstarters, topic discussion, outro and supporters, and post-credit banter. Now, the most important, the one that got the most votes was topic discussions. That was a little over 60%. And that's actually felt like low, considering like that's the, for most people, that's their number, 60% say that's their number one thing. Josh, I don't know if you looked at the survey results.
I didn't.
What do you think number two is?
Didn't you say something about banter? Is it our banter?
Opening banter and yeah, announcements? Yeah,
just banter in general.
Kitty?
I looked.
Okay, so Kitty knows.
I cheated.
You are correct. Opening yes. banter and announcements is banter, number two.
Banter.
What's number three?
Oh, wait, I don't even know what the options are.
Basically, our segments of our show. So giveaways, oh, yeah. listener feedback, Kickstarter, topics, outro,
I would
and
have thought
post-credits.
Feedback.
Feedback? Just barely lost to Kickstarter.
Okay.
Just wow, barely, though. Cool. Those were both in the kind of mid-40s.
I mean, Kickstarter is the new hotness. I get that.
Yeah. And then it was giveaways, then post-credit banter, and apparently nobody cares about our outro and supporters. But
yes, that makes sense, though.
It I does mean, make
if
sense.
If I listen to any shows I mean, that have that, I'm a bit like, eh, whatever.
We care.
I mean, and the people
we
though.
Care so yeah. much about the people who support us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We care about them. Yeah. I'm just saying, if I'm a listener of another show and I'm not on that list of names,
yeah.
that's
and
one
I, of And them. I would be willing to bet that most of our supporters are also like, okay, fine, that part is the least interesting of the show. Because otherwise, I'd just be like, I'm starting a Patreon where I just say your name and then we're done.
I also don't know anyone who would rank the credits as their favorite part of the movie.
That's true.
You know, it's yeah. just... Yeah. It's
some movies have good credits, but it's
well,
still not
but hang
favorite.
On, hang
it's not
on.
The credits that are good.
But
it's...
you haven't been to a movie where your own name is in the credits, Kitty. And that's what some of, you know, our
I
Patreons
know.
Listening, they...
I totally understand right? that. I'm just saying, I understand why it's not ranked number one.
Yeah. True.
So, and I thought this was interesting to me, and they were all really close. The one thing that was most interesting to me is only barely 60% care about our topics. Actually, that's not fair. 60% rate the topic as the number one.
Yeah.
If so. You take the topic and Kickstarter, what's the percentage then?
75.
Yeah, I thought so.
So,
yep. That's a big.
So the next one was how long you've been listening to the show. And the biggest answer, the biggest bar is about 38% started listening when we joined the Dice Tower.
Yes.
Which actually makes perfect sense with our numbers, as we saw the bump in numbers.
Yes.
So it's about a 40 to 50% bump in numbers.
Everybody loves when we read numbers on a podcast.
Yep.
Stats.
I'm just going through. These are interesting. Otherwise, you can't see these anyplace online.
Right.
It's true.
So you're only getting this here.
Secret source.
That was just mostly for my interest to see how many people kind of stick with us. But we had over 30%, they listened to us for more than a year now, and about 15% just listened. So welcome to that 15%. How would you rate the overall production quality? Most of people actually really think it's a decent production quality.
Very good quality.
Yep. Yes. So I would say, well, nobody said terrible. There was actually one person that said not so professional, but then left a comment as saying, but that's a good thing. We don't like overproduced stuff like NTR yes. and perfect right. time thing. But everyone said the sound quality was pretty good. We understand that sometimes there are some glitches here and there, and there's some sirens or dog barkings or something like that. We are just real people sitting in a kitchen recording a podcast.
I like the bit of feedback that says, Chris needs more than one person to keep him from dominating the episode. This is great. Great feedback, guys. Really appreciate
it. I like
this.
To hear how you're just seeking out all the stuff that's bad for me.
Yeah, of course. So I wouldn't be living up to my job, you know, to be the thorn in your side, would I?
That's true.
I want to read my favorite piece of feedback we got.
All right, do it.
I would enjoy the show and give away more if you would learn how to pronounce my name correctly. Oh my God. I'm sure you keep drawing my name as the winner, but keep mispronouncing my name and giving my prize to other listeners who aren't me. My first name is Christopher. You should be able to pronounce it without a problem. My last name is Dong. It only has four letters. Sounds like it reads. You know, the sound an old-fashioned doorbell makes. What kid didn't learn ding-dong? Then you can pronounce my last name. It shouldn't be that hard to pronounce my name when you give away for the giveaway winner.
I'm just so glad. I you started that one off and I was like, oh, we've been butchering someone's name in the outro, particularly me, every single week. But thankfully, Christopher Dong is on fire.
All right.
That made me laugh out loud when I was reading them. Thank you so much, Christopher, for brightening up my day there. I seriously lost it when I was driving home.
And on that note, let's see if Google wants Christopher Dong to win. So one of you asked Google... You can.
Is it ready?
Say, hey, Google.
Yeah, of course. Okay, Google. Give me a number between 1 and 141.
Sure.
Ooh. So futuristic sounding.
99.
All right. Big numbers. Ooh,
I love that.
Let's see who 99 is. I don't think it's Christopher Dong.
Oh, I'm sorry, Christopher. I'm pulling for you.
It is... Rodney Cockrell.
Oh, congratulations, Rodney.
Congratulations. You have just won $25 gift card and a 100-episode giveaway to Amazon or Cool Stuff, Inc. Dun, dun, dun.
Very cool.
All right. Now, your Siri has to generate a number between 1 and 141.
I don't use Siri. We'll see if this works.
You can do it.
Give me a number between 1 and 141.
The silence. The 130.
Ooh.
All right. Let's see who 130 is. Dun, 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 dun. Scrolling sounds amazing.
Did you like how my Google is British as well?
I did. Do. I love your British Google.
Sydney's Siri is an Australian man.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm jealous of him. Joe Rakstad. Rakstad? R-A-K-S-T-A-D?
I can't read without seeing.
It's going to be wrong.
Well, Joe, if I've just murdered your name, you've just won $25.
Rakstad?
I think it's Rakstad.
Sure.
That sounds reasonable.
It isn't a real $25, is it? It's a gift card.
It is a gift
card. It is a gift card.
It is an e-gift card because that is the easiest way for me to do all kinds of shipping.
We all live in 2018. We're all happy with
it. It's amazing. Cool Stuff, Inc. or Amazon.com. Email me, all our winners, email me, tell me what you would prefer and what email address I'm going to. Otherwise, I'm assuming it's the one you sent me. Let's see. How do you like the Kickstarter segment? This is back to our survey questions. How do you like the Kickstarter segment episode on its own? 70% like it on their own and listen to both. 20% like it on their own and only listen to our normal episode. Nobody only listens to the Kickstarter episode, which is good. And a full 10%. Hate it, and they want it combined back together again.
Ooh. I'm sorry, 10%. You're outvoted.
But we're only disappointing 10%.
You're off the island, 10%.
It could be worse. Your name could be Christopher Dong.
Oh, Christopher.
The next question I asked is, do you enter the giveaways? And 50% said only when they're interested. Almost 20% said all of them. About 5% said I'm a patron, so I'm always entered. Actually, no, that was 15%. I'm a patron and I also enter is about 5%. So some of them like really awesome. And 9% said they never enter. So this group that's answering the survey is sort of a self-selecting group.
It's true. Right?
They're already engaged with the podcast and they've been answering. So that's not surprising to me. How important is the giveaways to you or are the giveaways to you? About, let's see, I'd say 60-ish% say somewhat important or more. So we don't plan on them going away. Like I say, they may just change a little bit. How do you feel about the feedback segment? About, let's see, 50% or better are very interested or extremely interested, which is why it's not going anywhere. It is going to just get more focus.
I was
going to
say, if anything, we are giving it more attention. Yep. And I'm excited about it.
Yep. And really what we're hoping with having the feedback as a special episode is that people will send us more feedback and give us more stuff to use. In fact, we may even find ways to bribe people. So if your feedback's used on the air, you get something cool or something like that. So I like giving things away. But yeah, feedback's not going away. We're just going to highlight it. And what is your favorite combination of hosts? Well, this one's just not fair. The one, my favorite comment there is, why wasn't there a combination without Chris? And that is just not very nice.
Well, hang on. Significant others of gaming. They had a tiny bit of Chris, but it was mainly not Chris.
Yeah, mainly. We did the off topic and then we did an outro.
Yeah, you were still on that one, weren't you?
You managed to get yourself in every episode, you egomaniac. My hands
all over this, I swear. No, I'm overwhelmingly, all the three of us.
It was all three.
That. Yeah. So that is great. And then we have lots and lots. Everyone who took time to write something, we have read every single one of them. We can't highlight all of them, but what I did do is write a few questions out that were kind of over and over that we're going to talk about. So we already talked about the changes of the podcast, changes to the name. Again, not huge changes to the name, but it's going to be a little bit different. Also, we love Tabletop Game Talk. We love saying it. We've been saying it now for almost 2 years. It's really easy for us to remember because we have t-shirts and buttons and pins and
mugs.
And so we say it a lot. Whenever I say it to someone new at a conference or a convention or like in passing, they're like, table what? Tabletop. Yes. Game talk.
I did have this like slight hesitation right at the beginning. I was like, oh, it's a bit of a tongue twister.
I love it. I love saying it fast.
So that's why we're making it Tabletop Game Talk Studios, because we get to keep all the Tabletop Game Talk stuff. And we're just making this the names of the podcast under the studio's banner easily remembered.
If I subscribe to this podcast, is there going to be a change in my news or in my feed?
Oh, that's a great question that I did not answer before you asked that.
Good so, one.
The long and short of it is no. If you are subscribed to Tabletop Game Talk right now, you do not have to do anything. This will be what some refer to as a mega feed. Everything that the Tabletop Game Talk banner does will end up in this feed. However, in the next couple weeks, as soon as it's all through all the iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and all the other things, you will have two new options that you can subscribe to. You'll be able to subscribe directly to the Kickstarter edition, and you'll be able to subscribe directly to On Topic. It'll probably say TGT On Topic, but if you search for On Topic, you should be able to find it as well. Those will just have those episodes in it. So for the people who don't listen to the Kickstarter stuff or don't care, you don't have to have that in your feed anymore. If you do like the Kickstarter stuff, then you can subscribe to it and you can have it pop to the top of your feed. Also, my podcast allows me to say I keep the last X number of episodes. So if I miss something, it'll just kick things off and I don't have to worry about, oh, I'm so far behind. You can do that really easily with the Kickstarter stuff. That's more timely. But the topic stuff, never delete that. Keep that on your device.
Keep it forever.
Yeah.
It's very precious.
Yeah. You don't know when you're going to be on an airplane and you can't download something. It should be always on your podcast. So does that answer the question?
Yes.
It does. Well, our name is getting longer. Now you have to type in Tabletop Game Talk Studios to find us.
No. Tabletop Game Talk will still find us.
Okay.
And honestly, On Topic and Kickstarter Edition should find us once we have a number of episodes drop.
Well, then my fears have been abated.
Yeah. And it's a whole lot easier. So actually, the reason I wanted to do the Kickstarter edition is because A, I was surprised there wasn't a podcast that already started, said that. B, I was able to register the domain name.
I know, right? That's a big one.
C, I think that if you're into Kickstarter, this is a much better, a much easier podcast to find. Because we do talk about Kickstarter a lot, and a lot of people say we cover it better than many other crowdfunding podcasts do. I don't know. We just cover the stuff that we like, so we talk about it more passionately, I guess. But having it as its own thing will bring more, allow people to find it easier. Right. And that may cross promote to the On Topic stuff.
Right.
And then if you listen to the On Topic stuff, because we had one comment say, you know, the On Topic is for the kids, but the Kickstarter stuff is for me. So I listened to one part with the family and the other part
That's just very true.
So this is another way of kind of separating those
things. Making it easier for you is what we want.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah. So, and we're really looking forward to these changes. This was not done lightly. Changing the name of anything is a scary, scary thing.
Very.
And this is how we kind of compromised. It's like, we have this umbrella and we're all still part of the Dice Tower Network. It is not the Tabletop Game Talk Network.
No.
No.
It's Tabletop Game Talk Studios presents whatever.
We love being part of the Dice Tower Network.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes.
It is absolutely 100% leads into the first question that we've been getting a number of on our feedbacks is, why not, or you should talk about games you've recently played. Other topics, other podcasts do that. And the Dice Tower podcast does that. They start every podcast talking about games they've played, gives you a little bit of, you know, information on how it plays, whether or not they like it or not. We tend not to do that because we don't want to just be that podcast.
Yep.
Honestly, the Dice Tower does a great job at that. So we do that occasionally for our kind of our con summary episodes. We've been doing that, and I like it there because it kind of gives you a feel of what we did at the convention without really talking about the convention. So those entire episodes are talking about games we've played.
Yeah, we're not. It's not like we're not going to mention games we've played. We're just not going to do it in that format. We're just going to be very casual about it and say, "Oh, today we played, you know, Cornucopia or whatever it was."
Yeah,
it wasn't Cornucopia, was it?
Concordia.
Concordia.
Close enough. But
oh,
you know,
my goodness,
we'll say that and we'll say if we liked it. And I like that game. We all seem to like it.
Yep.
But yeah, we just won't go in depth like that.
Yep. And we'll talk about like our next topic. Our next episode is going to be on Eurogames, where this game will have a center, you know, conversation focus to it. So that's kind of how we incorporate the games we've played.
We also incorporate reviews into our Kickstarter episode every week.
Yep.
So if you're interested, those are Kickstarter reviews. So you're not going to get some of the old tried and true games, but I don't think you need as much information on those if you're interested enough to search out a gaming podcast, maybe?
Yeah, but yeah, the end of every episode. So I'll again, be honest, the reason I started doing Kickstarter reviews is because if you're a media producer and you're doing reviews, publishers are more likely to send you stuff to review. but I don't necessarily, I would love to review Kickstarter stuff. Like I love watching Kickstarter things. If someone wants to send me a Kickstarter prototype to do a video of or do a review of, I'm always up to do that. Our Kickstarter episodes, we were going to have 10 to 15 minute interviews with people, which will take place of this, replace the side chats, and we'll have like little interview segments. So if Kitty and I are doing the Kickstarter episode, we may have like a 15 minute blurb that's an interview or something. So, and that's another change. Kitty is going to be our designated Kickstarter co-host.
Because you sucked me in. I'm in the tidal pool. I'm falling whirlpool, whatever those things are called. The tidal pool, if I fell in, I think I would, you know, be up to my knees. Yeah. Anyway, sucked in. I'm loving the Kickstarter. I'm so excited for some of my games to start arriving. Although I just moved, so now I have the Chris problem I need to change my address on everything.
Yeah. And it's not that Josh doesn't do well on the Kickstarter stuff. He just says, I don't care about any of this, Chris.
Well, I'm not
passion.
Exactly. I'm not going to go out and back a bunch of Kickstarter stuff. I'm just not. So that's fine. Yeah. I think, you know, each play to our strengths.
Yes. So, and that's kind of an important thing is like, we're going to all be in person for On Topic, but for Kickstarter, like we really want to talk about the stuff we love and that helps. So also we got a number of requests to have Sydney on the show more often because she has been fantastic over the last few.
Absolutely.
She's a champ.
Yep. So she will make a lot more appearances here and there whenever we can use her, whenever if she needs someone
whenever
to
she
in.
Deigns to join us.
Yep.
She's a busy, adventurous lady.
Yeah. And it's entirely possible that her and I, and this is not an announcement, it's just something I just thought of, we actually do a really good job talking about games with each other that we've played. So maybe we'll start up just a review podcast where we come on and talk about a game because I force her to play a lot of new games. And we just come on and talk 15, 20 minutes about the game we just played. It satisfies the, hey, talk about games. It'll be a very specific game. So you can kind of look for the one you're interested in.
That's a smart idea because, you know, obviously living together, you can just hit record and you've just played and, you know, it's easy.
It's much easier. So I'm, again, not announcing, not promising, but now that we have Tabletop Game Talk Studios, it gives us a lot more flexibility on what we can do.
Wow. You're like, you've got Disney ambitions, Chris. This is crazy. You can have like your own subscription service. It's going to be like Netflix one day.
And I still have a full-time job that's getting really busy for the next few months. So how I juggle all of it, I do not know. I have a wonderful wife and great co-host.
Endless energy and almost no sleep.
That works too. Another question is, why don't we do top 10s? And the truth is mostly because I probably play enough games where I could come up with a top 10 of a number of different categories and such, but I don't play a lot of games repeatedly. Josh, you don't play a lot of new games, so your top 10s would be relatively repeated.
Yes.
And Same kind of for you, Kitty?
I don't like to rank things. I have this problem where I'm like, I like everything. They're all my favorites. Yeah. Or I hate it. Like, there's no in-betweens. Yeah. I have like a, I have 6 ones and 4 tens, and that's it.
There you go. So, and I know that top tens actually make great rated things. So there's a lot of podcasters and YouTubers I listen to, and the top tens are some of their highest rated things. We're not necessarily going for ratings. Really, if I did a top 10, it would just open up the floodgates for people to disagree. Right. So when we talk about particular types of games, like when we talk about Euro games, I'm probably going to talk about some of my favorite Euro games.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rate them, but it'll come up in the conversation. So let's see. Oh, someone asked, is feedback slowing down? A little bit, but I think that's because of the topics we've been using in the last few weeks, the convention stuff and stuff that doesn't really have a lot of back and forth to it. So I'm not worried about that, and we will get more people in. Some people may be concerned that, well, if you're doing multiple topics at once, what about the input threads on BGG? We are going to change those. So if you want to give us input before we record, we are going to have input threads or new topic threads on our Board Game Geek page. It'll say topic Euro games. That one won't actually exist because it might actually exist. Then what we're going to do is when we're ready to record, we're going to go to those topics and we're going to pull out stuff that will help us inform what to talk about. Oftentimes we read all of those so that we all have like the same mindset of what the listeners are thinking. Some of those we will share online, but they are on air, but they all kind of inform what we're talking about. So that's how we are going to change our input thread so that we can actually support multiple things. And I think that's the big stuff.
Yeah. And it's some big stuff.
Yeah.
But don't worry. It'll all feel very familiar very soon.
Yeah. It's still going to be us talking about games, having fun, bantering away.
Yep. And the sound will keep being what it is. And hopefully the interaction between the three of us will go back to what
Chris will still
love.
Be talking so much that you'll just love it so much.
Hey, I gave you guys permission to interrupt me.
I know. And I, to be fair, I did just do that. That was pretty good of me. I just jumped in there. I spoke over you.
That's perfect.
My dad would yell at me if I interrupted you too much.
No, you can interrupt whenever you want.
Don't listen to Fred.
I just
interrupt.
I just talk because you guys give me awkward silences, so I have to fill it.
Oh, sometimes we do. I'll give you that. Touche, sir. Touche.
All right. Do we have anything else we want to talk about for our 100th episode?
No, I don't think so, except I think there's one thing that we need to do.
Just one thing.
You know, if Christopher Dong's name comes up, it's going to look so rigged. All right. So we have one more thing, which is our last $100 giveaway and of Amazon Oracle Stuff Inc. You email me. You tell me what you want. Who is going to do the honors? Who's going to do the final?
Okay, Google. She's not responding. She's not responding. She doesn't like me anymore.
Oh,
Chris,
no.
Right. You're going to have to get Siri out.
I've got Siri.
All right. Someone. We're going to do Siri. I tell you, this is the most entertaining part of the show.
Oh, isn't it?
I know.
When we get to...
Well, my Siri's listening.
All right, quiet.
Give me a number between 1 and 141.
The answer is
33. Ooh. 33.
I like these recurring numbers. All right. 33, 99.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. Weird. Okay. So 33. 33 could be anybody. Like,
could be.
Actually, not anybody, but some people. It could be almost one person. People. But it is actually Chad Covey.
Oh,
congratulations.
Chad Covey.
Chad. This is Chad. Jade?
Jade. Chad Covey.
Chad Covey.
No, I think it's Chad Covey, but anyway.
Okay.
Let's know Chad.
Chad Covey lives in Kanishiwa, where he plays cornucopia. I broke Josh.
Yeah. Wow. All right. I am going to do a bonus $25 giveaway.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Actually, I'm going to do two bonus $25 giveaways.
You got to be careful,
shocking.
Chris. This is classic Chris.
I know. The first one is for the person, and because they weren't, their number didn't come up, but this is the person who was the very first to answer the survey.
Oh,
so
that's very nice.
Listened to the episode, went out, answered the survey.
And I thought about picking number one before I said the Bill and Ted quote. So,
well, this is actually reversed. So number one was actually the most recent person.
So number 141 would have been the
very
first person.
So 141 was Neil McLaughlin.
Wow.
And Neil, eel man, eel me, eel.
Eel you.
Eel me. Neil mail me.
Neil mail me?
Email me.
Does he have to send you like a live eel with like information on it?
Actually, eel sushi is really, really tasty. I'll give it that. But it's cooked eel. But he answered at 6:29 a.m.
Our show drops at
6 a.m.
Wow. Wow.
So,
way to be a dedicated listener.
Neil, thank you. And the other $25 winner, actually, hold on. Let me go write this down because just so it's in here, is Christopher Dong.
Oh,
because you made us
you're
laugh.
You're welcome, Christopher. I loved your comments so much.
Totally deserved. I like that.
I know. It was again, so good.
It could have come up naturally, so I didn't want to say anything, but there was no way that comment was going to get by without getting something. So that's an extra two $25 gift cards because we love our listeners. You guys make us laugh. You're the reason we do this show, like, in all honesty.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I love all the feedback.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's amazing.
I read it all. It's great.
Yep. And I know that there's been a number of people. If you've emailed me and we didn't get back to you, we didn't use your email, we have read it. For some reason, sometimes things become non-timely or something happens where occasionally it does slip through the cracks. I assure you, if you email us at podcast@tabletopgametalk.com or Kickstarter@tabletopgametalks.com or feedback@tabletopgametalk.com or really anything. You can even
any email address you have ever heard on our podcast. Yeah. We'll get you someone.
We are reading it. And sometimes I respond personally when I'm not going to post it. Sometimes I don't get a chance. Sometimes it's a hi, hello, great work, those types of things. I should respond to them, but I promise I'm reading them. Because you guys are why we do the show. Thank you for your support for the last 100 episodes or how many ever episodes you've been listening.
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. Soon to be 2 years worth.
Soon to be 2 years.
And on our, I guess we start doing the outro thing again.
Yeah.
Which right.
will change in episode 101.
Ooh.
Ever so slightly. So, but you can follow us at Facebook at /TabletopGameTalk Podcast. That is not changing. We're at Twitter at TabletopGameTLK. That is not changing. You can follow Kitty at LawfulGoodMom. You can follow me at GameMasterChris. Josh is at JoshIsBlonde. You can leave us reviews on all of our podcasts eventually. And we will ask for you guys to boost our reviews on those other two new podcasts because that would be really helpful.
Make that new amazing. And noteworthy list.
Yeah. And if you want to support us, you can go to TabletopGameTalk.com/Patreon. And for the rest of this, we're just going to make Josh keep on talking.
Oh, yeah. Tabletop Game Talk is a proud member of the Dice Tower Network. Thanks for listening. And remember, we love your feedback. So email us with comments or questions at podcast@tabletopgametalk.com. Finally, a huge thank you to our patrons, Emil Giljam, George, Adam Harrison, Corey Bell, the SGC, Sanford New York, Jason Strong, Terence Milton, Stephen Sykes, Michael Lowell, Trevor Olson, Brian Arnold, Sean P. Kelly, Daniel Shepard, C. Marie, Rudy Liu, Benjamin Heimwitz, Jerry Huang, Stephen Phillips, Caleb O'Brien, Jennifer Egerbrecht, Justin Willard, Christopher Dong, Jason Marks, Jeremy Fisher, Carl Hammond, David Recky, Lance Morgan, Nick Quickstra, David Sellers, Jason Rodney, Mike Rainowski, Mars Clark, Cindy Lum, Phil Swartzwell, Jordan Livingston, Greg Kamai, Zoe Ng, Chad Covey, Anne Reynolds, Eric Hoffman, Adriana Dong, Christopher Vincent, Nate Flasbrintham, Sean Peck, Toby Craft, Eric Salander, Adam Kribles, Mike Smith, Krista Mermeyer, Trevor Davis, Wesley Taylor, Tim Verning, and Chris Lowe. Until next week when we talk about Euro games. Keep playing games and having fun.
Good night. So what we're going to do with these names is we're going to split them up and we're going to randomly get assigned different names that each of us have to read a section of.
Oh, yeah. Then we'll all be tripping over them.
Exactly.
Thank God.
And anytime we have somebody new on the show, they have to read the names because that's always the best part.
Oh, it's my so God. True. Yeah. And then they'll be terrible. It'll make me feel so much better about this.
Right.